Blog Talk Radio.
It's Friday. Yes, it is. May 4th, 2012. Welcome to Education Talk Radio. I'm Larry Jacobs. As always, your host, and we're so happy that you're with us today, or perhaps you're listening on the archives. And as you know, if you are listening at the archives, every show we do is archived almost immediately after we're finished at www.education-talkradio.org. education-talkradio.org. So if you're listening over there, we thank you. If you're listening live, we thank you, and we thank you for visiting our website and all that sort of stuff. It's Friday. It's almost the weekend. It's May 4th, and I just want everybody to know that we'll be off the air for 3 days, 7th, 8th, and 9th of May. I'm going to be in San Francisco at the SIIA Education Division Tech Forum. They're going to give out the Cody Awards and all that sort of stuff. So I will be away. We'll be back on the air on May 10th at 10 a.m. in the morning with a nice show from the folks at TESOL involving ESL and ELL. But if you tune in the 7th, 8th, and 9th, we're not going to be here. Please check our website, again, education-talkradio.org. Okay, we have a wonderful show today, and I got to tell you, I'm just thrilled to be doing the show because art education is something we have not done. And to me, it's extremely important, and we'll talk about it with our guests today, Jen Sweeney and Chris Bakke, in just a second. I'll bring them on. But, you know, art rounds out the person. And we always talk about STEM this and STEM that, which is all important. Everybody knows that. But art, music, et cetera, round out the person. And I just cannot thank my friends over at NASCO enough for helping me to put together this show. They're also sponsoring today's show, and I want to thank them for that. Our show is with the Council for Art Education, of which their sales director, Chris Bakke, is the president of the board of directors. NASCO has been in business for over 70 years and supplying art teachers and, frankly, all teachers nationwide with quality educational products ranging from art to science to math to reading. Great products for great teaching. NASCO. If you know them, you know that they're great products for great teaching. But if you haven't visited them for a while, or you just want to learn more, catch up, go over to www.enasco.com today. Enasco.com. Great company at Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin, and I am thrilled and thank them for all the help they gave me in putting together today's show. And let me bring everybody on. And let's see, who is this? Who's on 715?
Jen Sweeney.
Is that Jen?
Yep.
Hi, Jen. How are you? I'm Larry.
I'm doing great.
That's good. And let me see if I can track down Chris here. Hold on.
Good morning, Larry.
Hi, Chris. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Good morning, Larry. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning, Chris.
And good morning, America, as we like to say.
Absolutely.
Right. Let me introduce you two officially, okay? Chris Bakke is, as I mentioned, the NASCO Arts and Crafts Sales Director. And again, thanks for helping me put this together, Chris. But you're also, in your spare time, President of the Board of Directors for the Council for Art Education. So congratulations on that accomplishment, Madam President.
Well, thank you so much. And I will tell you that it is a role that I have volunteered for because I truly fell in love with art teachers. The work that art teachers like Jen Sweeney does is outstanding, and I will tell you, it is more than just crayons and paper and paint. There is so much that those children learn. It's exciting stuff.
It really is. It really is. And correct me if I'm wrong here. The website I'm getting for the Council for Art Education, I just want to be sure, ACMINET, is that right?
That is correct, because they're actually a not-for-profit division of the Art and Creative Materials Institute.
Thank you.
Yep, the ACMI, art teachers would recognize that because they look for that AP label to say this is a safe product for our students to use. So the ACMI came up with the not-for-profit organization called Council for Art Education, which sponsors Youth Art Month.
That's what we're going to be talking about is Youth Art Month. And I just want to give the website before I introduce Jen here. Okay, this is a slightly longer than you might think, acminet.org. acminet.org, and that will take you to all kinds of wonderful information. And the council, you put /CFAE for the Council for Art Education, and you get right to where we're going today. Jen, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi,
good morning.
Jen is an art teacher at Forest Early Learning. I love that, like pre-K to kindergarten?
I teach kindergartners through fifth graders, yep.
Oh, through fifth graders?
Yep, I do. I teach at three different elementary schools.
Oh,
in Black River Falls, Wisconsin, yep.
Where is Black River Falls? Tell people, because they don't know.
In the western part of Wisconsin, towards the middle of the state.
Is it near Lake Stevens Point?
No, Stevens Point is more to the east. It's more way towards the west side, towards the Mississippi River.
Kind of in between Eau Claire and La Crosse.
Yep, absolutely.
Got it. Okay, and I, you know, Point Special is my favorite beer, by the way.
Oh, that's why you know where Stevens Point is.
That's why I know Stevens Point. Exactly right. I used to chase that down when I lived in Chicago, for goodness sakes. You can't get it out here. Jen is actually teaching at three elementary schools and a Forest Early Learning. That's not a public school, am I correct?
Yes, it is. They're all public schools.
Oh, they are all public. What?
Yep.
This early learning, oh, wait a minute, I have to talk about this for a second. Early learning, Forest Early Learning Center is a public school in Black River Falls, Wisconsin?
Correct.
And what years of children are they working with?
Pre-K to grade one.
I am now even more impressed with Black River Falls than I was before we started. That's marvelous.
Yes, yes. Yes, we have a thriving 4K program as well as kindergarten and first grade are at that center. I teach at another school called Third Street School, and they have second and third graders. And I teach at another school called Gebhardt School, and I teach fourth and fifth graders there. So I have
a busy
week.
You are one busy lady, and in your spare time, you're the president of the Wisconsin Art Education,
Wisconsin
Art Education Association, which I assume
correct.
Is all the art teachers in the great state of Wisconsin.
Yes, it is. We have about 600 members in the Wisconsin Art Education Association, but I'm not president yet. I'm still president-elect. I'm president-elect for 2 years, then I'll be president for 2 years, then I'll be past president for 2 years.
So it's a six-year commitment. That's a lot.
It is
a
six-year commitment, more than
the
president.
But once you're president, you get to fly on Wisconsin Art Education 1, the private plane, right?
Yeah.
I would think so. Okay, do you get Secret Service protection and all that sort of stuff?
I deserve it, but I don't get it.
From the kids, you deserve Secret Service protection, for goodness sakes. Yeah, and I bet you're a great art teacher. May I ask where you went to college for this?
I went to college at the University of Wisconsin-Stout in Menominee.
Mm-hmm.
My undergrad was from Menominee-Stout. Yep, art education department there is amazing.
Cool. And what's the status? I'm going to ask you, what's the status of art education in Wisconsin these days?
Well, Wisconsin's a tricky state because of all the things that have been going on politically here. But
Really, I hadn't noticed.
We just keep on keeping on. We're a good core group of teachers. I mean, there's 600 of us in the Wisconsin Art Education Association.
Right.
We work hard to advocate for art and for the importance that art brings to every kid at every grade level. So
it really,
we just
really
keep
does.
On keeping on.
Right. I got to tell you, you know, art rounds out a person. Music rounds out a person. These things are important in the development of all sorts of things. And, for example, we talk about STEM, which is engineering and science. And if you've ever looked at diagrams, mathematics, et cetera, I mean, it's all just it has to do with art and the way your mind works and all that sort of stuff, and I just cannot say enough about it. So, yeah, you guys are free to push the wonderful world of art education all during today's show. We're going to be talking about Youth Art Month, okay? And who wants to start talking, Chris or Jen?
Chris can go.
Wonderful.
Go ahead, Chris.
Thank you so much. And I loved that Jen said we just keep keeping on because while she certainly represents the state of Wisconsin, she really represents our nation. And that is what I find in all of the art teachers that I meet. And the truth, though, is the art teachers that are participating in events like Youth Art Month, they're keeping on, but they also go the extra mile for their students, because Youth Art Month gives art teachers an opportunity to advocate through the arts through their art students. They promote their art students' artwork at their school. They do it at a regional level, and then it goes on to a state level. And all of this goes on in all of the United States. In 2012, 2012, there was about 49 flags. I think it was 49 flags. It may have been 44 flags that flew at the Youth Art Month flag ceremony in Washington, D.C. Youth Art Month not only celebrates with artwork, but there's also a separate contest where students develop a flag for the state, a Youth Art Month flag. And Jen actually helped judge the ones in Wisconsin. So it really is an opportunity for you to fly the Youth Art Month state flag, and then the winner gets invited to Washington, D.C. with their parents and the teacher to come receive their award. And it's a lovely, lovely event.
Who gives them the award?
The Council for Art Education gives them the award and puts on a lovely reception in Washington, D.C. It's not, I wish it was at the White House, but we're usually at the Rayburn Office Building, which is where most of our senators and congressmen have their offices.
That is correct. And do senators and congressmen show up, or their staff at least?
Often.
To visit with the visitor?
Yep. This year we had a representative from Pennsylvania come. We had some staff members from Rhode Island and Michigan come. So often, anytime we know that there is going to be a student there receiving their award, we make sure that that state's senators and congressmen and women know that they're going to be there, so that they have an opportunity to come down and congratulate them. And several
now, Chris,
of them.
Chris, I have to ask
spend,
Chris, when is Student Art Month?
Youth Art Month.
Youth Art Month.
That's okay. Youth Art Month is in March, and while it is celebrated in March, and Jen, you can probably talk. It starts all the way at the beginning of the school year in August and September, because you know they start gathering up their art and start preparing it, and each state has a Youth Art Month coordinator. And Jen just recently passed that baton on to another group of coordinators. But they are responsible for getting all the teachers in the state involved.
And now, Jen, besides creating a flag, okay, which you're going to help me put this into proper perspective. Besides creating a flag for your given state, okay, what else is involved? What if a kid is a sculptor?
We in Wisconsin have a lot of opportunities.
Because marble flags are terrible. They don't wave in the breeze.
True. In Wisconsin, we have a lot of opportunities for Youth Art Month. We have a program called VAC, which is Visual Arts Classic, where students are proposed with a question. They need to study a certain timeline of artists, and then they need to create both long-term and short-term projects in any media that they wish. So if you're a sculptor, VAC would be for you, because you can pick the medium that you want to do your art in. And then it's a long process, which also has regionals. So they're judged at a regional level. I think there's six different regions throughout the state. And then they go to a state competition, and that state competition just happened in April.
And how old are the kids? Because obviously a third grader couldn't compete with an 11th grader. So how's that work?
Correct. That is open to high school students.
So
that is open to
high school. I don't know what continent. Is that 9 to 12? Or?
Yep, 9 to 12. Yep.
Okay. So Youth Art Month is munch. What am I thinking of? Lunchtime coming. Okay. Youth Art Month is officially celebrated, I want to get this down for everybody, in March. But the preparations for it begin at the beginning of the school year with our teachers from all over the country. And
yep.
kids can work in different mediums.
Absolutely.
Okay, to produce whatever art they want. And then that's passed through committees at the state level and eventually moves to the council at a national level, I would guess, right?
Nope. This is specifically for Wisconsin. Wisconsin has a lot of different programs for Youth Art Month. But nationally, like if we want to talk about the flags, at the beginning of the school year, I'm the flag coordinator. So
mm-hmm.
I send out this flag sheet, and art teachers from all over Wisconsin
mm-hmm.
fill out the flag sheet in order to be the chosen flag. This year, I got over 700 flags from students from grades kindergarten to 12.
Wow.
of flags that I needed to pick a final 25 for. So I choose final 25 in my kitchen, and then I take it to the Wisconsin Art Education Association board meeting, and then as a group we chose the final. This year we had a tie at the end, so we had 13 instead of 12, and then from there a winner.
Wow. And who won? Who won Wisconsin? Do you know?
Let me think of her name.
Haley. Wasn't her name Haley?
Yes.
She actually, and I wished I would have been prepared with that answer.
Haley Nordine was her name.
Haley Nordine is exactly it. And she was so fortunate, she even was able to come to the Washington Awards program. Haley had an aunt who lived in Baltimore, Maryland. And the aunt met up with her and brought her to Washington, D.C. And it was exciting because,
cool.
you know, while I serve as the president for the whole United States, you know, you can't help but be proud of your home state, Wisconsin. And Larry, you are right in regards to, while Jen is saying Wisconsin provides a lot of different Youth Art Month activities and programs,
right.
What she will do as a teacher is she will decide if she wants to participate in Youth Art Month, and she will gather up artwork, and then she sends her school artwork to the regional show. And sometimes they might have the exhibit at a mall, or sometimes they might have it at the library or a high
mm-hmm.
school, variety of places. And then from there, they pick a few that will then go to the Capitol event. At that point, the art doesn't go to a national level. The national level is just reserved for the flags.
Mm-hmm.
But then as the Youth Art Month coordinator for the state, the coordinator will ask each one of the different teachers how their school participated, how the regions participated, and they prepare a report and send it to the Council for Art Education. In August, the board meets and judges those books. And basically what we're judging is a set of criteria to look at how that state participated in Youth Art Month and what they did to promote the event and grow the event. And then awards are given to both the states and also to the coordinators for their roles in the event. And those awards are given out at the National Art Education Association annual conference. This year
nice.
It was in New York City. And the NAEA Association was outstanding in regards to they let the Council for Art Education present those awards to the General Assembly, which was extremely exciting because now you have, you know, somewhere between 4,000 and 6,000 art teachers realizing that this event is a grand event and an exciting event, and that there's some people out there that are really champions for art education deserving some awards.
as well they should be. We're talking to Chris Bakke and Jen Sweeney. Chris is the president of the Board of Directors at the Council for Art Education, and Jen is president of the Wisconsin Art Education Association and a teacher at three schools in magnificent Black River Falls, Wisconsin. I have a question about the flags. Does somebody actually make a flag, or is it just the design of a flag on paper or whatever?
Is there actually a flag
you can run up a flagpole?
Absolutely, absolutely. It starts out as an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper that I send out to our teachers, and it comes back, and then I scan it in the computer, and I send it to a flag company, and they produce a flag that we give to the student. I personally give it to the student who was the flag winner. So Haley will get her flag back. And Haley, actually, her teacher is an award-winning teacher because this is the second year in a row that Gary Boisvert is her art teacher, and he's in La Crosse, Wisconsin. He teaches at a Catholic school, and he is the winner for the second time in a row because his student last year was also the flag winner. So he's got some top-notch artists in La Crosse.
And actually, I'll say one thing. I know you're a public school teacher. We work a lot here on Education Talk Radio with the National Catholic Educational Association. And I just want to recognize, you know, the good education that they do give, and I'm glad you said that. Okay.
Yes,
that
an
we don't just talk about
teacher.
Public schools.
Two times
here.
In a row.
Yeah, that's pretty good. They do have absolutely excellent teachers over there in, you know, in the Catholic education system, et cetera, et cetera. And NCEA is a frequent guest over here. You know what I like about the flags is that a flag is really a way to teach history and geography and demographics, because obviously the flag of a state reflects the state, right?
Right. Absolutely.
So what Absolutely. Is it, what was on the Wisconsin flag?
I think if you visit the Wisconsin Art Education Association website,
did it just say NASCO? CNASCO.com. Call Chris. Did it say that?
We wish it would, but
okay.
But this is more global than that, and it usually represents the state. It usually has something that represents their state in one way or the other. Over the past,
Did it have a point special beer on it?
It did not,
no.
Because
okay.
in education, we want to focus on things a little bit different
that. I'm sorry, I was thinking of higher education.
Right. The good news, though, is that it is exciting in the world of the physical flag, because the physical flags fly first at the National Art Education Association Conference. And so there's a presence there.
Wow.
They then go on to Washington, D.C., where they are displayed and flown at the Art Award flag ceremony, and that is exciting. And then they go on to the National Art Material Trade Association, shortened as NAMTA, where art material vendors have a conference, and they are flown there. This year, NAMTA was in, I believe it was in Orlando, Florida this year. And so it travels around the country. And so there's this flag of Haley Nordine's has gone, to New York City. It then went to Washington, D.C. Now it's in Orlando. And then it will get delivered back to Wisconsin, and Jen will give it to Haley, and I'm sure she'll treasure it for life.
She will. Jen, what was on the flag? Can you describe it?
This one wasn't a typical Wisconsin one. I don't believe that it had any cows or anything like that.
There was no cows.
No cows. It was representative of art history. It was very art history orientated, and it had some art history figures, like some famous paintings. I know that American Gothic was depicted on the flag, and it needs to include the yam symbol. That's one of the rules that goes along
with
it.
Which, by the way, is Youth Art Month.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, so that needs to be included in it. And I love to see how 700 different ideas come about how to incorporate that, you know, the YAM logo. It's very amazing.
That's what I'm sort of driving at. I mean, it really takes a lot of creativity, and that creativity flows over from art into every discipline, for goodness sakes. It's just absolutely incredible.
Absolutely.
Larry,
what do you
youth
see?
Art,
Jen, I want to ask you a question. Jen, and I know you're teaching the lower grades, et cetera, and I believe that the elementary schools, pre-K, are very important. They produce a wonderful foundation. That's their goal. That's where some of these things start to pop out of the kids, et cetera. But you must talk to art educators all over the country. And just talk for a second about the importance of art education in a public school curriculum. And I know that could be a three-hour lecture, but just for a few minutes, just what do you hear from teachers, et cetera?
I think art is so very important. I know for me personally, art was my out, my way of expressing myself, and I see that in so many of my little kids. Rarely do I get, I don't want to do this or I don't want to try. It's a free zone of where you're not wrong, and that's an important thing. And it uses those other parts of the brain. Where we don't use those other parts of the brain all the time. When we're doing math, that's the other side of the brain, and we don't often use that creativity part. So it's so very important to keep that creativity in schools. And my school district has been amazing at letting me reach whatever dream I wanted to reach and do whatever I wanted to do, whatever is best for the kids. So they are super supportive. And they give
and
me the materials.
That's Black River Falls, Wisconsin. Let's give them a hail here.
They give me the materials and things that I want. I got a cool opportunity last Friday to Chris came to my classroom to teach the whole day, and it was amazingly fun.
Chris, are you a teacher originally? Are you not?
I am not.
She was amazing.
Thank you, Jen. I learned fast and furious how hard an art teacher does work. I am not joking you. One classroom would file in one door while the other one was walking out the other door. It was a revolving. It incorporated so many things in regards to assigning tasks and these are kindergartners and first graders that we were working with, assigning them tasks of getting things cleaned up and set up for the next group and the organization and the sharing and the respect and really as kids are building each other up as they were printing these fish, these Gayutaku fish, and wow, that looks great, and they were encouraging each other, and there is so much more, and that really is what Youth Art Month is all about. The Council for Art Education is in support of what these art educators do, and we want to keep that out in front of the public to say it is more than just a piece of artwork. It becomes it becomes a confidence builder, and like Jen said, the creative thinking that comes with it. And you know, I can't think of a better time than to build some creative thinkers. These are the people who will be running our country one day, and we want them to be able to think creatively and to be able to problem solve and not just know that life is just black and white. You know, we're going to have to add some color in there and be creative in the way that we come up with solutions.
And learn, Jen, I think it was you who said a few minutes ago, the one thing about art, I'll tell you a little anecdotal story, is that you're never wrong. Art is what art is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I just have to tell you, it just brought back a long-ago memory when I was in elementary school, and she wanted us to draw our teacher. We didn't have an art teacher. We just had a fourth-grade teacher, and she was a little too strict, and she wanted us to draw a cartoon or something. And my sketch of the people in the cartoon, though I still remember it wasn't bad, okay, she really, like, went nuts because it didn't fit her criteria of what a person should look like. And, of course, I was too young to say, have you ever heard of Picasso? You know? But, I was too young to say that. And people have to understand it, and you're right, there is no right or wrong. My old next-door neighbor used to teach when I lived in Philadelphia at Tyler School of Art at Temple University. It was a glassblower. Okay, and we were talking many, many years ago about Christo, who draped the Grand Canyon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I said to him, how could you know, you just, I'll say it the way I said it, well, you're draping something across the Grand Canyon that ruins natural, how can you call that art? And he said, how can you not call it art? art is what just what art is. Okay? And I think that's important because if people don't understand to move outside the line, so to speak, and show their expressiveness via art, music, or whatever, you're not going to get anywhere. Okay, Bill Gates wouldn't have invented the computer that easily. You got to think outside the box, and that's what art allows you to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely, 100%. And Youth Art Month even helps that more because it gets the whole nation.
That was a really good rant, but I mean it.
Yep. Youth Art Month is the, you know, the culmination of all of that because it gets the whole country together to celebrate art. I mean, March in any given state, if it's Alabama or Missouri, I'm sure you can find 100 art shows in one day because that is Youth Art Month.
It really is so darn important. Okay, so as we're winding down here, tell teachers, et cetera, how they can get started with this in their school, their community. How do they get involved? And also parents, I might add. They have a lot of say in this as well.
Well, the great news is that anyone can start an observance. Almost all of the states have a Youth Art Month state coordinator. And at the Youth Art Month website, we can put you involved in who that state coordinator is. And if a state does not have a coordinator, we can still help you participate just in your own school and tell you exactly what to do. There's a packet of information that can be sent to any teacher in regards to how to set it up, what to do, all those things to follow. There is so many art teachers out there like Jen who are also willing to take the time out for a phone call or an email to mentor somebody on how to get going on Youth Art Month. So the great
and
news...
Can I give the website for that? Is that okay?
Absolutely. Please do.
Okay. And by the way, it's through the, if I may, the National Art Education Association. And Chris, you have inspired me. I'm in touch with them to get them on the show.
Fabulous. The National Art Education Association is a separate division from Council for Art Ed, but both of us work for the same group of people and serve art educators. And so we partner together because our focus is an art educator and art education.
Exactly. Thank you for saying that. Arteducators.org, okay, / I have news, / youth-art-month-YAM. And that takes you to Youth Art Month. But if you Google Youth Art Month, you'll get to the same place.
Right. Youth Art Month also just recently created an official Facebook page. So if are a Facebook user, you can type in Youth Art Month and like Youth Art Month. There's lots of information being shared, and as that Facebook page grows, it gives opportunities for teachers to post things about their events and what's going on, artwork post on there. In fact, I think you'll also be able to view all of the flags that were recently flown in Washington, D.C. as well. So you can
actually
take a look at Haley's Wisconsin flag.
And I'm going to send you folks the link to this show, so please send it over to Haley.
Absolutely.
Okay, so her parents can hear that how we talked about her. Congratulations, Haley. That's really pretty cool. And so Haley and her friends can hear it, too, I might add. But I know her parents are going to send it to her grandparents and everything else. So congratulations to her. One other thing, Jen, I just wanted to ask you, and I don't know how involved, but you're an elementary school art teacher in pre-K. And I was thinking as we were talking about computer animation, is that part of art education these days, or is that more the technology side?
No, very much part of art education. Well, not at my level. At my level, we get them beginning thinking about art in a different kind of way. But, yes, definitely, you need to have an art program that is strong in all kinds of technology. If you want to go to college anymore for any art-based career, you need to have those that structure and that foundation.
You really do. I mean, I can't say enough for it. It's just so important. And we have to leave now, but both of you, you're doing a great job out there. Thank you for doing this. And keep pushing everybody, and we'll do what we can from our end here.
Yep, keep promoting the arts. It's extremely important, and I will tell you, thank your art teacher today because they are doing so much for our students, and we are so grateful to serve them at the Council for Art Education and at NASCO.
And I'll tell you, I will say this. I am not an artist. I'm a terrible artist. I just enjoy it. Okay?
Everybody's an artist.
Thank you. So I said that there's no wrong answer, so I am an artist.
Yeah, you are.
Well put. I like that. Okay, but I just want to tell you, when I went to Overbrook High School in Philadelphia, all right, and I graduated before there was a Philadelphia. They built a school, then they founded Philadelphia, was so long ago. Okay, but one of my favorite teachers, okay, I put her in the top three, okay, was the art teacher I had in 12th grade who was just great. Her name was Patricia Goldentire, and I'm talking to you a long time ago. She was great. She made it fun and interesting and enjoyable. And believe me, I wasn't going to become an artist, but it was really fun being in her class. She was great.
Oh, I believe that, absolutely, because you remembered her name.
I remember her name, and believe me, it was so long ago. The other person in the class was Moses.
Yeah.
That is wonderful.
Yeah, so really, she was great, and I hope that continues to be reflected, and I hope every state in the country knows and starts to learn about Youth Art Month. That's hard to say, Youth Art Month, okay, and gets involved and makes sure teachers get involved and parents get involved and all that sort of stuff. It transcends every discipline. Thank you, ladies. You were great.
Thank you, Larry. Thank you, Jen.
I hope you had a good time.
Yeah, thanks, Chris.
I had a blast, and we're excited. Thank you for promoting Youth Art Month and the Council for Art Education.
Well, we're going to do this on a regular basis, and we're going to do it. Actually, before I forget, we're going to schedule you guys in for late August, early September.
Awesome.
All right, so that we get people started right when school starts.
Super good.
Okay. Have a good Wisconsin day.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Thank you, Chris Bonnke. Chris works at NASCO. She's the Arts and Crafts Sales Director and an enthusiastic one as well. But in her spare time, she's also president of the Board of Directors of the Council for Art Education. Jen Sweeney, wonderful teacher, is the art teacher at three pre-K through elementary schools in Black River Falls, Wisconsin, obviously a very nice school board and town supporting the arts incredibly. She's also president of the Wisconsin Art Education Association. Congratulations, ladies. You did a great job here. You can learn more about the Council for Arts Education, and it's a slightly longer website. It's acminet.org, and I'll put that up when I archive the show at our site, education-talkradio.org. That'll be there for everybody to share and listen. Thank you, NASCO. Okay, we really appreciate you sponsoring the program with Chris and Jen. You've been in business for over 70 years supplying our teachers and all teachers, and I've been to Fort Atkinson and been at your place. It's absolutely astounding, okay? You supply all teachers nationwide with quality educational products ranging from art to science to math to reading. Great products from NASCO for great teaching. If you know NASCO, you know all that. But if you haven't visited for a while or you want to learn more, go over to www.enasco, that's E-N-A-S-C-O.com, enasco.com. Thank you, Tom, for helping me put this together. Tom Belzer, thank you, Chris. Thank you, Jen, for being part of today's show. I love that we're going to do more with arts education. I do think it's important. Again, I won't be back here on the air until May 10th. I'm going over to SIIA in San Francisco. Not hard to take, that beautiful city. Today's May 4th. We're going to have this show archived at education-talkradio.org. Folks, have a great weekend, a great early next week, and thank you so much for listening today to Education Talk Radio. We really appreciate it.